This is City Cafe. I'm John Lemley. In 2003, Ambassador of the Greek state, Gianna Angelopoulos, was brought in to revive the strategy for the Olympics and ultimately led to what the International Olympic Committee chairman called an unforgettable dream games. The Olympic organizer is out with a new book documenting not only her country's journey, but also her own, and she's making a stop in Atlanta this week to talk about her life story, along with her insights on the politics and society of Greece. To preview this and other upcoming author appearances in and around Atlanta this week, Darren Wong of the AJC Decatur Book Festival. Welcome.
Great to see you again, John.
Darren, our first visiting author this week is one whose really meteoric rise has, well, not to be flip, but like Cher and Madonna, celebrities who go by only one name.
Yes, Gianna, as she's known throughout Greece, Gianna Angelopoulos, has really transformed what was heading towards a disaster with the Greek Olympics in 2004 into, as you said, what was a really transformative moment for the country. So with this new book, My Greek Drama, Life, Love, and One Woman's Olympic Effort to Bring Glory to Her Country, she talks about her efforts to save the games in Greece and also talks about her own childhood in Crete and all of the issues around gender, and talks about, in a lot of ways, the way forward for Greece and its current challenges. She is a really remarkable woman, and for many kind of represents the next best hope for that country. And it is appropriately at the Carter Library tomorrow night at 7 o'clock.
Last year, Gods and Generals author Jeff Shara released A Blaze of Glory, a novel about the Battle of Shiloh. That book was just the first in a trilogy.
Yes, and Shara, who's made a career bringing these epic battles and epic points of American history to life, is back in town with A Chain of Thunder. He's probably best known for finishing up the trilogy that his father started with The Killer Angels. His father, Michael Shara, won the Pulitzer with that book. And Gods and Generals and The Last Full Measure were the two follow-up books of that trilogy, and really kind of cemented the younger Shara's, Jeff Shara's, reputation as a novelist that in some ways owned the Civil War. So the Chain of Thunder focuses on Vicksburg. Shara does a marvelous job of kind of bringing that era to life in a way that nobody else does.
And Jeff Shara is going to be in Buckhead.
Yes, he's up at the Atlanta History Center on Wednesday night at the Woodruff Auditorium, and that's at 8 o'clock.
Darren, your next selection is one that NPR rated a best book of 2012. And it focuses on what the women of Berlin did while the men of the city were fighting World War II.
Yeah, you know, David Gillam's City of Women, it's a really phenomenal debut novel, and focuses on this woman, Sigrid Schroeder, who's living in Berlin, 1943, in the Maw of the Monster, essentially. Berlin really was a city of women because all the men were off. They were on the lines. They were fighting. So Sigrid is living a quiet life. She goes off to work. She does everything that she should as a good German woman would at the time, you know, not really connecting the atrocities with the life that she's living. And she does have a secret, as anybody in this world would, and that is she's in love with a Jew that has gone away, a Jewish man that's gone away. And so while she's wondering about his fate and what's happened to him, a member of the SS moves into her apartment building down the hallway with his family, and she gets drawn into their orbit. What Gillam does here is he brings the place and the time alive in a great way, but very much on a street view.
So, Darren, quite intriguing. When is David Gillam appearing?
David Gillam is at Ivy Hall, part of SCAD, and he is there Friday night at 6:30.
Darren, thank you for the preview.
My pleasure. We'll see you again next week, John.
For more on any of the author appearances Darren and I have discussed today, just visit us online at wabe.org/citycafe.